that we've got a few different things going on. We've got some problems here. One is that we live in an ocean of materialism. One of my favorite things in the world to do is to go snorkeling, to go diving. And I can just tell you from my observation that fish and sharks and manta rays and turtles are not swimming around all the time thinking about the fact that they live in water any more than we're going around all the time going, oh, I just breathed some oxygen. Wow, I think I'll take another breath. No, we just live in a world where you breathe oxygen, right? So you don't even realize the world that you live in. I think when you live in a materialistic culture, and we're not the only materialistic culture in the world, there are many. In fact, every culture in its own way is, but even a poverty-stricken culture is materialistic in the sense of, if only I had more material things, I would be a happier person. But materialism is just, it's part of the fall, it's part of the sin nature. But what it does is it blinds us to reality. It makes us think sometimes that we're walking with God and depending on God when we really aren't. It makes us think that we can ignore problems of injustice, problems in very needy people that for whatever reason need help. But another problem we face is that throwing money at things is not always the right solution. And therefore, we become a bit skeptical. And I've noticed this for myself. I want to help a genuinely needy person. Sometimes trying to figure out who's genuinely needy is a little difficult. I remember one time when I went out, Nancy and I went, and I'll say this. I will refer to my wife, Nancy. She, for the last year and a half, has been living with Jesus, and I miss her tremendously. But I speak of her in the present tense and always will, because she is living in the present tense, in the presence of Jesus. So, anyway, Nancy and I went to this home because we got the names of, there's a group called Snowcap in our area where you go and you bring groceries to needy people in the holiday season and all of that. So we go to the Swanwell, we buy a couple sacks of groceries and we drive up to a nice house with a very large and beautiful and new-looking recreational vehicle and, you know, nice car, all that. I'm not saying it's wrong to have a recreational vehicle and a nice car. I'm just wondering how you get on the list, you know, when you could sell that recreational vehicle and have enough to feed your family probably for the next 5 years, right? So I'm just a little, this is where we see these kinds of things. And it can actually make us skeptical and jaundiced, and then we become used to saying no to apparent need without even investigating, is there something I could do here? And in some cases, also, it's easier to give money to something than it is to invest time to really find out how could I truly help this family, which may need to learn the principles of money management. Whatever it might be. So I think those things become very complicating. But I would say if we are truly transformed by the gospel of Jesus, we should be givers. And different ones of us may be called to, and certainly are, called to give most generously in certain areas and others in other areas. And so sometimes people will say, well, you should be helping this homeless ministry like I do. And then somebody else says, you should be helping this church planting ministry in India like I do. Or you should be helping this Bible translation ministry reaching the unreached people groups like I do. Or you should be investing in pro-life work like I do. And pretty soon it becomes, well, wait a minute. God can call his people to be generous in their giving to all kinds of different things, but bottom line, God calls all of his people to be generous givers. And you need to figure out in your own life, depending on your circle of influence, it might be related to where you live, what needs you see, and how God providentially sends certain people your way, and then figure out where you can invest more in God's kingdom. But is there a problem in the church, the body of Christ, in America and virtually everywhere in the world in this regard? I would say, yeah, there really is. It's a serious problem, and we need to, one of the covetousness, which is idolatry, Scripture says, or sometimes it's translated, probably a better translation, modern, the way we think, is greed is idolatry. So just understand that when your life is characterized by greediness, by stinginess, by kind of the Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, way of looking at life, that is a sin, because you are making something other than God into God. You are making money and possessions, things, stuff, into a false god, and it never goes well for you when you worship a false god.